Saddle up your horses.
Welcome to Red Sky Radio with Rob Walter. This is the program that proclaims liberty to the captives of our beloved nation, where truth trumps political correctness, where the uncompromised word of God exposes the works of darkness and sets free those held hostage behind the iron curtain of a shamelessly biased media. For God has called us to stand for truth, and having done all to stand, we will stand. It's time to fight the good fight of faith to preserve our country, our families, fortunes, and sacred honor, to protect our property, our schools, and yes, maybe even salvage some of our churches. America, we have a trail to blaze. It's time to saddle up. It's time to ride. Now, here is your host of Red Sky Radio, Rob Walter.
Well, hello, America, and welcome, World Red Sky Radio, where we ride hard for the brand of Jesus Christ. God bless you all. Another packed program, as always, and we are going to get rolling right away. I promise I'm going to start with good news. I'm going to end with encouraging news. In between, you got to hang on. But before I get to the good news, I'd just like to share something here. We have had some radio listeners who have been severely affected by the fires in California. And there is a community called Berry Creek. I think there's something, I don't know, 57 fires going on in California. I'm not sure. For all the years I lived there, most of the time was up against the Los Padres National Forest. We had fires with some regularity. Our home never burned, thank God. But we have some radio listeners whose homes have burned. And I would just ask that you lift this community up. Berry Creek, like raspberry, B-E-R-R-Y, Creek, two words. I think that everybody, I think the community, from what I can tell in my research, is just gone. It doesn't exist anymore. I think the Berry Creek Community Church is gone. And I think there's some other churches there too. I can't even think what they are. A couple of other churches. But you might want to look them up online if you feel so led to find a way to support them, do so. But in any event, please pray for those people, because I think if I'm correct here, every single person in the Berry Creek Community Church lost their home, as well as a church. I may be off, but I'm not off by much if I'm off at all there, because I think the community is just gone. So lift them up and let that out of the ashes bring forth beauty. And that this will direct people on a new path, but they'll see God's hand and provision in that. So I appreciate that. We don't do this too often, but this is pretty important, and these are part of our radio family. Okay, now on to some of the good news, because you do need some good news here. And I need some good news here. The police in Baltimore allow pro-lifers to paint, quote, "Black preborn lives matter," end quote. And where did they paint it? Outside the Baltimore Planned Parenthood Clinic. I mean, this is pretty cool. Even in a city like Baltimore, there is hope. God bless the Christians in Baltimore. And what I love is this picture of a bunch of policemen holding up T-shirts that say "Black preborn lives matter." Now, I have a T-shirt that says "Black Unborn Lives Matter," same thing, and this is just a variation on it. But I just think this is really neat that, you know, just about the point where you give up completely on a community, there's a remnant. There's a remnant everywhere. There's a remnant in the United States. There's a remnant in Israel, but there's a remnant in communities. Now, I love the way that a couple of pro-life organizations stood up to the mayor. There was Students for Life of America. They're a great organization. Actually, I support them. And then I can't think of the other organization here, but it says that what they sent to the mayor was this, quote, "You must allow SFLA and FDF," these are the two pro-life organizations, "to paint its black Preborn Lives Matter message. Your original decision to paint Black Lives Matter on the street may very well be government speech. However, your decision to allow private citizens to paint additional messages, such as defund the police and Black Trans Lives Matter, I mean, gosh, what an abomination. All right, anyway, and to intervene on behalf of a public display of another's speech indicates that public areas are now an open forum for free speech. You are not permitted to discriminate on the basis of viewpoint in making determinations relating to public assemblies in the public fora. The message of the preborn will not be silenced. End quote. Guess what? The mayor didn't say jack. The mayor didn't really allow it. He just did. They didn't disallow it. They just went ahead and did it. Gotcha. You can't play fast and loose with who you allowed to use a government a system or a government forum and discriminate some and allow others. So anyway, that's great news. Other great news. Donald Trump's job approval rating is now 52%. Now, that's the good news. The bad news is that 48% of the people still think he's not doing a good job with the economy and everything else. I mean, goodness sakes. But anyway, this is the highest it's been. It's the absolute highest. I hope that this portends a November 3rd victory. Next piece of good news is that Joe Biden is beginning to lose more Hispanic voters to Trump in critical swing states such as Florida. The Hispanic vote in Florida, which I realize includes a lot of Cuban vote, which has been historically more conservative, being kind of the expatriates from Cuba. They fled here, and anybody who's against communism, which today would only be the Republicans, because the Democrats basically are communazis, those Cubans are pretty strongly a Republican. But they're picking up others as well. And Trump right now is at 50-50 with the Hispanic vote in Florida alone and other places. This is fabulous news. Next, there isn't any question about it, but homeschooling is surging as all the public schools tank. This is just, I mean, I've said this so many times, I've just got to be quick. This COVID-19 is turning into God's wrecking ball for government education. I mean, how could it, what else could possibly have happened? I sure couldn't think of anything. Only God could. What would it take to wreck government schools in this country and send people to homeschooling and Christian schools and the like to salvage a generation that might be, frankly, the only way this country can be salvaged? Next piece of good news. Trump receives the endorsement from the nation's largest police union. And I think it was one of the benevolent associations nationwide. What was it? 375,000 people voted for him, supported him, and there were none that were against him. What? I mean, this is fabulous. I am next piece of good news. I'm thrilled. I don't want to go into this real deeply, but this order of defunding the propaganda teaching that's going on about white privilege and the critical race theory in school, this is absolutely critical. This is Obama garbage. This is pure Obama scum that is everywhere and infiltrated through all parts of our government, the deep state of which, the likes of which, Trump had no idea, nor do we. This whole controversial 1619 project is nothing but Marxist happy crap, trying to reorient students about hating this country, hating everything about it, erasing our history, rewriting our history, that if you're white, you're fundamentally racist, and all of this critical race theory is from the pit of hell. And most blacks know it's from the pit of hell. It's most snobby, elitist little white weenies that are teaching this garbage and various government agencies. Now, to the lighter side of good news, the New Jersey boat parade in support of Trump and the police and veterans broke an all-time record. I think there's a boat parade in Georgia. I don't even know where you'd have a boat parade in Georgia. But they had one. Maybe it's down in the Savannah area. I don't know, Intercoastal Waterway or something. Maybe they had over 4,000 boats. And then, of course, Hillary comes out and said, this Trump administration, these people will stop at nothing. Oh, my goodness, Hillary. Goodness sakes. What up? Well, whatever. Okay. Now, the last piece of good news, and it is great news, whether he'll get it or not, but I want to spend a little bit of time on it today, is about Trump being nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize. Now, this is so unbelievably deserving. It's incredibly deserving that he would be nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize. And I want to just point out a couple of things that he's done that would show the legitimacy. In fact, it's overdue. It's not due, it's overdue that he would get this. But it's cropped up and popped up because of the peace that he has negotiated, that he has enabled, that he brokered between Israel and the United Arab Emirates. And this is just amazing what he has done. Now, this has, of course, sparked all sorts of criticism from the left with Barack, who thinks that he somehow deserves some of the credit by saying, well, I know. I started it. Yeah, Barack, you know what? You didn't start it. You lie through every orifice of your body. But even if you did start it in some way, and we know you didn't because we know you hate Israel. We know you hate Israel. Whether it's, we could go through the list of his advisors that are anti-Semitic. Every single Jew hater in Congress is a Democrat. Trump loves Israel. Trump has done, we should do a program just on how much he has done for Israel. He is the, other than possibly Harry Truman, he sits at the top of the list. And maybe he trumps Harry. But so Barack's, well, we started these negotiations. No, that was window dressing because it was expected of you to do that to get the Jewish vote. But you didn't do jack. And as far as that goes, Barack, so what? Even if you did start some measly little effort, you couldn't finish it. You didn't finish it. And finishing it is all that matters. You know, it'd be sort of like, what's an analogy? Here's the analogy. It would be like if I said to somebody, you know what? I ran in the Boston Marathon. And somebody said, you are kidding me. I said, no, I ran in the Boston Marathon. Well, what was your time? Well, I didn't finish. I dropped out after a mile and a half because I got a side ache because, I had a double cheeseburger about a half hour before I started running. I ran in the Boston Marathon, but it means nothing. If you didn't finish the marathon, if you don't have a time, you don't have a time. It's a no-qual. It's a no-show. It means nothing. This is Obama. He thinks he should get credit for something he allegedly started, which we know he's lying. He didn't really start it. He faked it, but he never could finish it. Okay, let's move on. I got off on BO there. What else has Trump done? We've moved the embassy to Jerusalem. This has established a deeper peace with Jerusalem and with Israel, which is was getting nervous under Obama, and rightfully so. And what now? Just in the last week, four more countries, in addition to two or three from Eastern Europe, have announced moving their embassies to Jerusalem. So you see, Trump has starting a peace. He's enhancing and enabling a peace with nations that have not necessarily been on strong terms with Israel. The most recent of which was Chad. And most recently, the inroads with North Korea. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Well, hey, how are you? Welcome to Red Sky Radio. I am the tech guy, and consider this a PSA. I want to quickly tell you how you can get all the episodes. You can go to darkskyradio.com. Once you get there, go towards the right. You'll see on the menu page a Red Sky Radio tab. Click on that tab, and voila, there you are. There's a media player. You can go through and listen to all the past episodes. You can go through and download all the past episodes. If you scroll down to the bottom of the page, what you'll find is a Google Play button. You can click on that and subscribe to this radio show via Google Play, or to the left, you can go to iTunes, and that button there will take you to a new page, the Podomatic page. You can subscribe right there and listen. You can scroll down on that page to the right and find the iTunes subscribe button. Thank you so much for listening to Red Sky Radio.
We are back. This is Rob Walter with Red Sky Radio. Just going through some peace accomplishments of Donald Trump, why he deserves a Nobel Peace Prize, why it's not just due, it's overdue. But where we left off before the break, what he has done to be on speaking terms with North Korea, are you kidding me? And guess what? To the betterment of America, he's renegotiated NAFTA, but he didn't do it in making Canada and Mexico enemies. He's deepened the relationship with countries after renegotiating the treaty. It's unbelievable what he's done. Now, let's jump over to Barack. Let's compare Trump's peacemaking initiatives to what peaceful things Barack Obama has done. Well, first of all, no one has hated children in the womb more than Barack Obama. Barack Obama rescinded the Mexico City policy of George Bush, which Trump, I should say, has put back into place. That is where no American funds go overseas to support the killing of unborn children. But not Barack. He wants to spread the disease of killing the unborn as far as he could, subsidizing foreign abortions, spending money in Kenya to help elect a pro-abortion presidential candidate there. Look, the scariest place for a black child in particular in the United States to be is in the womb, certainly under Obama. That's how much he waged war against the unborn, the most pro-abortion, pro-preborn death, baby-killing president we have ever had. So how's that for peace? Did he make peace with Trump? No, he kind of rigged the whole transition process. Has he made peace with the American people? No, he has the FBI spy on Trump. How peaceful is that? He uses the CIA, which just came out just this week. Durham released the fact that the CIA had a special ops operation under Brennan to spy on Trump under Obama. How is this peaceful? You wage war against an incoming president. You wage war effectively against conservatives and millions of Americans by using the IRS to come against conservative agencies. To come against conservative organizations. To hammer conservatives, you use the Department of Homeland Security under Janet Incompetano to go after conservative and religious people and returning vets from overseas. How is that peaceful? How is it peaceful when this guy mainstreams everything queer in the world, including queer in the Army, in the Navy, in the military forces, and that turns into what? Oh, they were real big under Obama, talking about the 14,000 annual assaults by men against women, the sexual harassment. But what did Obama never tell you about the 12,000 queer assaults, guys after guys, men jumping men, assaulting men because of his policies? Tell me, how is that peaceful, Barack? How is the critical race theory that you helped put in place peaceful when all it does is beat up whites and try to make whites feel guilty for everything in the world that most of them have never done? How is it peaceful, Brock, whenever every time there is an issue of black versus white, you always took the side of a black without knowledge, without any sense of responsibility, because it just furthered your agenda of racial strife, which you have to fuel, you had to advocate, you had to support to help keep you in office? Because that's what Democrats do. They focus on strife. How is that helpful? How is that peaceful? How is it peaceful, Brock, that you're telling people in the South, mostly whites, that those people, those are the ones that cling to their guns and their religion? Gee, I'm sorry, Brock, if a lot of people, black and white, stick to the Second Amendment, guns, and religion, First Amendment. Sorry, Brock, that we love the Constitution more than we love you. But you despise the Constitution. You despise the Bible. You are bibliophobic, you're Christophobic, and you fake it really well like you aren't. So let's see what Barack Obama did to deserve the Nobel Peace Prize, to be distinguished from President Trump. You ready? Write this down. Nothing. He did nothing. He got elected. Getting elected is not a peace effort. That's not getting elected, is just an act. There's nothing peaceful in an election. There's nothing unpeaceful in an election unless the Democrats try to steal it and harass people at the polls and commit voter fraud through disrupting the mail and so forth. They're the ones that hate peace. He got elected. And if you recall, the committee admitted, they admitted he hadn't done jack squat diddly. Nothing. They said they hoped that in giving him the prize, it would incentivize him to do something. So is that what the Nobel Peace Prize is? It's a good doobie thing to try to instill good behavior and give people something to work for, not something they've already earned. Well, I will say this. It produced the greatest billboard I have ever seen in my life, coming out of, I haven't mentioned it in a long time because I haven't returned to this topic, but it came out of Hartwell, Texas, at an automotive repair and service shop. And it said, "Free Nobel Peace Prize with oil change." Best billboard I think I've ever seen. Well, here's the irony. Barack Obama skated all responsibility for the civil strife that he stoked, he has seeded, that he has launched in this country through government agencies in the deep state, through his corrupt Marxist-based organizing for action. And I want to thank Billy, Las Vegas Red Sky Radio Bureau Chief, for all the instruction and teaching me that he's given me on the Marxist roots to Black Lives Matter, which traces back to Obama and so forth. Obama, who's sown the seeds, and then they germinate under somebody else's administration. So Trump gets accused of all the things that were actually sown and germinated under, well, sown certainly under Obama. And I have this to say. I just got to finish this topic. Two comments here. Next to Jesus, right as of this day, living today, next to Jesus, the black community hasn't had a better friend than Donald Trump. Living today. And Jesus is living today, right? So that's fair. Next to Jesus, the black community hasn't had a better friend than Donald Trump. And next to Judas Iscariot, the black community has never had a bigger traitor to the black community than Barack Obama. Yet Obama got the Nobel Peace Prize for not doing anything, and Trump, they will, the left is livid that he's been nominated. Well, God bless you, Mr. President. You deserve it. I hope you get it. Where do we go from here? Well, you know what? I've got to mention something here before we... Oh, you know what? There actually is another... I got to think. Gary from Southern California sent this in. I talked about the best billboard ever. Well, this one's not quite as good as the oil change one and the other, but that's pretty doggone good. It's sitting, I think, outside of a church. It's really hard to tell. It just says, due to COVID-19, we are asking rioters to work at home and destroy their own stuff. Thank you. That is pretty doggone good. Well, Joe Biden, I don't really want to spend much time talking about him. He's really, frankly, a huge waste of time. But the things he comes out and says that, the other day here, he says, we've got to retain the Senate. Those are his words. The Democrats don't have a Senate, Joe No-Brains Biden. When are you going to arrest DA, District Attorney in Delaware, everybody who is committing elder abuse in the manipulation and use of Joe Biden for their own political ends? It's not to his benefit. They're just pushing the guy out there so that every time he opens his mouth, he is just more stupid than the time before. And Trump is right. Biden is stupid. He's been a likable guy in the past. He's never been a bright guy in the past. And he comes out and said, quote, Trump is the one who wants to defund the police, end quote. Come on, man. Oh, my. This is just really hard to take this. And then I don't know if you probably saw it, but where he's asked this question and he's breathing heavily, he's laboring, he goes, move the teleprompter closer. He takes a question that was itself a layup, a prepared question. And then he has to ask for the teleprompter to be moved closer so that he can give a prepared answer. Now, this is something that Fox News did not even bring out. How can you prove that it was a prepared question? Easy. It was a prepared answer. You would not have a prepared answer to a question you have never heard before. It has to be a layup of a question to have a prepared answer. And Joe Biden can't just go off on his own without having a teleprompter give him all of his prepared answers to prepared questions? This is worse than Donna Brazile and her feeding the questions to Hillary Clinton 4 years ago. I just don't think Trump has any idea coming into this just how deep the deep state is. It really, really is quite amazing. Well, you know, how do I say this? I wasn't going to go there, but I think I'm going to mention it. And this kind of goes back to the Nobel Peace Prize, but you know, one of the things I've wondered is, all right, either Trump has done in a few months, or he's done in 4 years in a few months. And this program is going to spend some time, not this particular program, but Red Sky Radio and future programs, we're going to talk about how to prepare for a post-Trump world, whether that's in a few months or definitely in 4+ years. But I'm going to launch an idea. Don't take me wrong. I'm not trying to speak prophetically here. Thus saith the Lord. But who I am beginning to see as a potential successor to Trump, should he get reelected? Should he get reelected? Donald Trump Jr. This guy is coming on. He's got all the passion plus of his dad. He needs to tone it down sometimes too, like his dad. But his passion is outrageous. He is all in this election. And is he a logical successor? Well, I don't know, but I think he might be. Right now, he would have my vote, frankly, over Mike Pence, though I would be fine with either one of them. But anyway, but what this comes down to, you know, I look at all of the things that are going on, like the 12-year-old kid who gets suspended from school in Colorado Springs the other day because the teacher sees a toy gun. This is about the third time this has happened. She spots a toy gun in the background that the kid picks up while he's supposed to be in class. He's 12 years old. What is that? Seventh grade, sixth grade, somewhere right in there. He gets a five-day suspension from school. Now, this is really ridiculous, but it's happening over and over again. Isaiah Elliott and Isaiah's family, they're black. And I'm guessing the teacher is white. I don't know. The principal, I think, is white. But he's participating in this group virtual learning lesson. And they said that he flashed what looked like a weapon. The gun was a toy. The teacher knew it was a toy. He just brought it across the screen, moving it from his right hand to his left hand or the other way around. It was a neon green and black handgun with an orange tip with the words "Zombie Hunter" on the side. So the teacher notifies the principal, who then suspends him for 5 days because he's threatening his classmates. What is this, virtual threatening now? Is that what we have, virtual assault? Do you remember the teaching from a couple of weeks ago about what constitutes an assault? It has to be a present ability and intent with the appearance of causing imminent bodily harm to somebody. But there has to be a present intent. An assault is not, you can't say, "I'm going to beat the tar out of you, 12-year-old kid. If you don't graduate with honors in 6 years, I will beat the tar out of you in 6 years. No, there's no present intent, or there's no present ability. But where there's neither, it couldn't be further from an assault. But this is nothing but an invasion of privacy. The teacher knew it was a toy. She knew it was he just picked it up. So kick him out of school. How are you going to kick him out of school? He's in his home. You're going to kick him out of his home? Your own home is not your classroom. And it's not an assault when he has no ability and no intent. This is what's coming with a Joe Biden world. They think it is fine to invade your home, to monitor your home. Be careful with Samsung and some other TVs you buy. They can hear what you are saying in your house even when that TV is turned off. This is what the deep state is about. This is what high tech is about. This is what the Democrats are about, is control, control, control. And the fourth thing they're after is control. Now, if I were these parents, this is another case, I would just sue them and tell them, look, hey, this is what the 14th Amendment was all about, you yin-yangs that are the teacher and the principal. The 14th Amendment actually was about and largely designed to make sure that blacks didn't have to live under Jim Crow laws, the most serious of which denied them the right to own a gun and defend their property and their lives and the lives of their loved ones. That was the essence of the 14th Amendment. The fact that they were declared citizens and other things, that was the 13th Amendment and other things. The 14th Amendment was to make sure that they truly enjoyed all the rights that every white did, most notably of which was being deprived, was the right to own guns. So if I was representing the Elliots, I would simply say, back off. Back off, you principal and teacher. But even if you don't, I guess we're just going to sue anyway. Because you're now starting to trample a 12-year-old. Could he practice the 14th Amendment with a toy gun? Yeah, he could. Is he in his own home? Yeah. Is he threatening somebody in school? No, he's in his home. Can't have an assault in a virtual classroom. This is just, I don't know, this stuff just makes me livid. Anyway, I got to move on. I'm going to forget the piece about Brennan. We already covered that. I'm going to skip this piece here. I'm moving on. I got to cover this one. So The Atlantic Magazine, which were the innocuous, anonymous sources, said that Trump trashed soldiers and called them losers when he was over in Europe, which I don't need to go into at all because Fox News and Breitbart and everybody else has covered that stuff amply. Nothing to add to that, except that this is what the left does routinely in this sense. They will spring something that they know it was a lie, and like the Atlantic's chief, Jeffrey Goldberg, he's now walking back the anonymous Trump hit. But the damage is done. I mean, I want to give you an example of what this would be like. If I were in court and I was representing the defendant. No. I'm saying, let me change this around. Let's say I am representing the plaintiff in a case. And I said to the defendant who's on the witness stand, I would say, so tell me, when did you shoot the plaintiff? And the opposing counsel objection, and the objection would be sustained. There's no basis. Counsel is forming a conclusion without an adequate basis. This hasn't been proven yet. And that's a jury question. There's no basis to call for a conclusionary response. The judge says, sustain. And I would say, oh, Your Honor, I'm sorry. Your Honor, I withdraw the question. Maybe I withdraw the question before the objection is even sustained. But you see, the damage is done. I've laid the hit on the person on the witness stand, but guess what? Are you telling me that 12 jurors are going to automatically erase what I just said? Now, if it's real egregious, a judge will call a mistrial. But there's lots of times you can say things and say, all right, I withdraw the question. But the seed is planted. You don't get to go out into the garden and dig the seed up. It's planted and it's germinating something in the minds of the jurors. This is what the left does all the time in the media. They know it's a lie. They're all from the left. They're all from the dark side. They're all from the, I mean, Satan's a father of lies, right? And he's a father. Then who are the children? They're Democrats. They lie for a living. They lie for sport. They lie for fun. They lie for profit. They are liars. They know they're liars. They don't have to. They knew this was false, but they're out there just planting it in the minds of people. And then suddenly Goldberg said, well, he's going to walk back the anonymous Trump hit. Who's reading that story? Well, I am today. And then you got people like Dan Blather, who sometimes goes by the name Dan Rather. He says, it's fake, but it's accurate. Quote, whether he said it or not, it is believable. End quote. I mean, this is just, unimaginable. We know it's fake. We don't know whether he said it or not, but it's believable that he did say it. Let's have him prove that he didn't. Well, you can't prove a negative. You know what? You can't prove to me that there's not a Pizza Hut on Mars. You can't. You can't prove a negative. And that's what the left said. Well, whether Dan Blather he said it or not, it is believable. Well, let's just say that let's just say that Joe Biden admitted that he forced sex on an 8-year-old girl. Well, he said, I did not say that. Well, let's just say, well, you know, whether you said it or not, Joe, the way you lust after women, it's believable. It's believable, Joe, that you would commit statutory rape. You do it mentally, so it's very believable that you would do it actually. Is it not? Well, you get the point. All right. If there's one thing Americans learned with this pandemic, it's voting for the right governor is just as important as the president. Thank you, Dwayne in Arizona, for sending that in to me. which also included, if the masks work, why 6 feet? If 6 feet apart works, why the masks? And if both work, why the lockdown? And if all three work, why the vaccine? So true. Well, oh man alive, I am running out of time. I got to get going here. But here's where I'm going to try to fit this in, but I want to conclude with something that you're going to want to take some notes. But first, the Washington Post is predicting widespread civil unrest and violence if Biden loses. And actually, they're saying if he doesn't win in a landslide, if it's close, there'll be widespread civil unrest and violence. This is what the left is saying. We don't care how much you hate Joe Biden, really. I mean, they're not saying that, but this is what they're saying. We're going to cause you so much problem. We are going to cause so much violence and wreak so much havoc if Donald Trump is reelected that even if you don't like Joe Biden, just to cover your little tush and be safe and hunker down in your own little house and be a little safer because we won't come and burn down your neighborhood with Antifa and BLM and every other Marxist organization, we're gonna cause you to want to vote for Joe Biden, but not really want to. You have to vote for Joe Biden. You have to, because we're going to unleash hell on you through Antifa and BLM and everything else if you don't. This is nothing short of Washington compost intimidation. Absolute intimidation. Because look at this piece from Antifa from Hickman County. Now, I don't know which Hickman County this is. There's a Hickman County, Tennessee. There's a Hickman County, I forgot the other state where there's a Hickman. There's a couple of Hickman counties. From Katie Krasnow. Election day nears, comrades. Prepare to defend your rights. November 4th, don't forget to disguise yourselves as patriots and Trump supporters. Wear your MAGA hats, USA flags, 3%er insignias, and a convincing police uniform is even better. This way, police and patriots responding to us won't know who their enemies are, and onlookers and the media will think there are Trump supporters rioting, so it's harder to turn popular opinion against us. That's the tweet. Now, did I not tell you last week that the rumor out there is that there's voter fraud, that if Trump appears to be on the verge of a landslide, that the left is going to commit voter fraud for Trump in a very obvious way so that it could be provable, it would be easily provable, so that his presidency and the election, he would be delegitimized. That's what I said last week. It's more than a rumor. When you see tweets like this coming out from the Antifa comrades who want to look like Trump supporters, cause riots, and then mess with the police because they don't know who's causing it, but at least the media. So these are layups for queers like Don Lemon and Andy Cooper and all these guys who get confused between their own physical behavior, which has caused them mental problems, and the truth. Sorry, that's the case. I'm not saying what I really want to say. But this is giving them, the left, the opportunity to bash the right because they have video evidence of it. They have to plan for this. They have to pay for it. They have to get people to do the rioting as though it were for somebody else so they can film it. They're stage actors. They're B-movie actors. We'll be right back.
Red Sky Radio with Rob Walter is a listener-supported program. Please know that 100% of your contribution goes to pay for airtime so that as many people as possible are able to hear that the Word of God has answers to every meaningful problem and issue in life. No one gets paid a salary at Red Sky Radio with Rob Walter, but in response to your support, we pledge to bring you the most timely and critical information you need to help make informed decisions in this age of media bias and a growing hostility to all things Christian. Your partnership makes you one of the watchmen on the wall with us, as described in the book of Ezekiel. please send your support to Red Sky Radio, P.O. Box 99, Wickenburg, Arizona, 85358. That's Red Sky Radio, P.O. Box 99, Wickenburg, Arizona, 85358. Thank you.
We are back. This is Rob Walter with Red Sky Radio. We've got so much to fit in this last 10 minutes, but hang on. Got a piece of paper, pencil handy. You want to write down 1 Samuel chapter 8. Just write that down, 1 Samuel chapter 8. We'll get to it in a minute. But Joe Biden comes out lie after lie after lie after lie. He says the other day, you won't lose your health care coverage with me like you will with Donald Trump. No, Trump isn't telling anybody you're going to lose their health care coverage. He said, I will, quote, Biden, I will take care of your health care coverage just like you have it. Now, just keep this in mind. I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to provide for you. If you vote for me, I'll provide for you. Forget the lie about Trump. I'm going to focus just on the lie that I will take care of you. Now, we're going to spend time in future programs, only a little bit today, on what the future would look like under Joe Biden or any Democrat, especially Kamala Harris. I mean, you look at their platform. There's not a more pro-abortion, more unborn child-killing candidates in the history of the United States. There have never been candidates who are more pro-queer and more sexual debauchery at all levels and force it on us in our institutions and in our schools. There's never been a ticket that's more willing, ready, and able to strip us of our gun rights. Never been a ticket more willing, ready, and able to raise taxes. Never been a ticket more willing to increase government regulations. Never been a ticket wanting to grow government more than ever. Never been a ticket that's been more ready to unleash government agencies on conservatives and conservatives' organizations. There's never been a candidacy of anybody who was more ready to compromise national security. There has never been a candidacy where has been more supportive of opening up borders and olly olly oxen, everybody's let in free, especially if we have the chance to turn them into future Democrats. There has never been a candidacy that has hated Israel more than this candidacy, Biden and Harris, and who will betray Israel in a heartbeat. There has never been a candidacy that would force left-wing garbage down the throats of Christian school students. There's never been a candidacy in the history of the United States more likely to cause the formal split of the United States. Never. Now, 1 Samuel 8. That's what I'm saying. These are the things. Maybe we should just go in detail through to the platform. It's the end of the United States if Biden gets elected, because it means we're electing Kamala Harris, the Wicked Witch of the West. That's what the www.KamalaHarris stands for, Wicked Witch of the West. Now, I want to share with you from 1 Samuel 8 what the Lord said to Samuel to say to the people of Israel. This is the king, this is the president, so to speak, that you have chosen. Because they were choosing out of self-interest. The people of Israel said, we want somebody to take care of us. We want somebody to go out and fight our wars. We want somebody to take care of our health care coverage, blah, 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 blah. The very same thing that I just read to you that Biden is pandering to. This is what God says. Samuel told all the people, I'm starting with verse 10, all the words of the Lord unto the people that asked of him a king. And he said, this will be the manner of the king that you shall reign over. He will take your sons and appoint them for himself for his chariots and to be his horsemen, and some shall run before his chariots. He will appoint him captains over thousands and over fifties. He will set them to plow his ground, to reap his harvest, to make his instruments of war, instruments of his chariots. He'll take your daughters to be confectionaries, to be cooks, to be bakers. He will take your fields, your vineyards, and your olive yards. Even the best of them he will give to his servants. God is saying that this king that you have chosen unwisely because you want somebody to take care of you will grow government like you cannot possibly believe, and he will end up taxing you because he's going to take your fields, your vineyards, the best of everything that you have and give them to his servants. Take them from you, tax the guts out of you, and give them to more government employees. Continuing, verse 15, he will take the tenth of your seed. Now, tenth, I said, hey, that's not so bad. That's a pretty good, that's a low tax rate. Remember, Israel didn't have any tax. So from 0 to 10% is huge. He will take the tenth of your seed, of your vineyards. He will give them to his officers. He'll give them to his servants. He will take your men servants, your maid servants, your best looking young men, your asses, and put them to his work. He will take the tenth of your sheep, and you shall be his servants. And you shall cry out in that day, because of the one who you have chosen, and the Lord will not hear you in that day. Goes on to say, and nevertheless, the people refused to obey the voice of Samuel and said, no, but we want one to rule over us that we may be like all the other nations. We want to be like Europe. We want to be like the EU. We want to be like all those schmucks that hate Christians and think that a one-world government is really fabulous. Huh. We want our king to go out before us. We want him to fight our battles and do everything for us. Samuel heard all the words of the people. He rehearsed them in the ears of the Lord. And the Lord said to Samuel, hearken unto their voice, Samuel. Give them the king they want. And Samuel said unto the men of Israel, go your way. You have what you want, what you've chosen. You see, if we end up with Joe Biden, 1 Samuel 8 tells us who we've got, who the majority of the people have chosen. Grow government, raise taxes, take the best of what we will, confiscate our money and our resources and our assets to grow government, pay his government employees, which grows bigger and bigger, and it becomes irreversible, and we just end up with socialism, with big governments like all the socialist governments have. It takes a lot of people to keep all the common folk in check, right? It takes a lot of people to keep everybody stuck on the plantation. Got to have your guards. Well, let me tell you, you won't have anybody to blame but yourself if you don't vote for Donald Trump this fall. You won't. You will not have anybody to blame. I've even said that if he loses and somebody comes up to me and starts complaining, like they're complaining to Samuel here in 1 Samuel 8, or that they will complain, and then I told you, I'm going to ask them, well, did you vote for Donald Trump? So, well, I couldn't. I was out of town. I got three words. Then shut up. Shut up. I don't want to listen to you. If you don't, 25 million Christians didn't vote in the last election, which is why it was such a razor-thin margin. Now, there's something you absolutely have to watch. It's still up on YouTube. Write this down. On YouTube, look up the unexpected blessing at the White House. It's only about 10 minutes. The unexpected blessing at the White House. One more time. The unexpected blessing at the White House. Look it up on YouTube. It's launched by James Robison. And you will find out in this 10-minute piece from these pastors the kind of man Donald Trump really is. It will blow you away. You may already know this. This might just be a confirming video. But when you see and hear the humility of this man, When you see and hear how much he loves and desires to be surrounded by people praying for him. You know, the word says there's wisdom in a multitude of counselors, but they've got to be good counselors. I think that's understood in Scripture, but there's no safety in a multitude of advisors from CNN. Good counselors. This president loves Christians. He loves what they stand for. He loves being surrounded by them. He loves being prayed for by them. He loves having their hands laid upon them. You go see this video. See it. It's a command. I'm kind of ordering you. You got to see this. And after you've seen it a couple of times, you send it on to anybody and everybody, and especially those Christians who somehow think that this man is not chosen and picked and selected by God. That is your homework assignment for the week. Rob Walter encouraging you to sit tall in the saddle, world. Remember, you ride for the brand of Jesus Christ. God bless you. See you next week.